Hello, this is Dr. Laura Hannes-Webb, the author of The Gift of Adult ADHD, and I'm here today to talk about learning to bounce back. If you have ADHD, you may have to bounce back more than other people. If you have ADHD, you're probably more impulsive or take more risks. By definition, taking risk means taking actions that have a high probability of failing. And a person, let's say, who's more inhibited is not going to have as many failure experiences or disappointments because the inhibition is in the service of preventing those disappointments. But that's where impulsiveness comes in. People who are impulsive are not doing the calculation of what would be the best way to save myself from disappointment. And so as a person with ADHD, the way to bounce back is to forge a relationship with disappointment and failure, forging a relationship with no, N-O, because a lot of doors will close in your face if you take a lot of risks. Forging a relationship with I don't know, meaning a lot of times you're not going to be able to figure out why a door closed, and it can be a waste of your time to spend hours and hours analyzing that. So one of the things that you really need to do in terms of forging a relationship with disappointment is to think of it as exposure therapy. It is very legitimately a type of therapy where people have a lot of courage because they do things that other people won't do, and you simply just get used to no, I don't know, and also failure. So it becomes an opportunity for you to become fearless. And once you become fearless, you can become unstoppable. So the more experiences that you're willing to have where you have a good chance of being disappointed is going to build up this quality of being unstoppable. So in terms of really figuring out how do you bounce back, keep in mind that what you're doing is you are making yourself fearless with every disappointment and forging a relationship to it. And remember, every failure actually means that you've gained several things. It means that you're a risk taker, and that's a good thing because you can take initiative. It means that you're learning something about yourself and the world along the way. It also means that there's probably a better opportunity somewhere else, and so you can begin to look for that opportunity. Ask yourself, how can this serve me in the future? Ask yourself, what skills or lessons did I learn from this failure? And is there a better opportunity for me? What might it be? So asking these questions will be the fastest track for you to bounce back after failure.